This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
Three American hostages have been murdered by ISIS. At least one American is still being held. And now the president is asking for a review of how hostage situations are handled.
Powered by News One.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, November 18th, 2014. It is the birthday of David Cantor of Reach Media. It is do or die time in the state of Missouri, and specifically around St. Louis and Ferguson, Missouri. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon has declared a state of emergency and activated the National Guard in advance of what they think will be the grand jury decision any day now about whether a white police officer will be charged in the fatal shooting of an 18-year-old black man in the St. Louis suburb of Ferguson. The governor said yesterday the National Guard would assist state and local police as needed in case there is civil unrest when the grand jury's decision is announced in the murder of Michael Brown. Remember the Arizona mom who left her kids in the car, spent thousands of dollars, apparently, according to a report, the thousands of dollars of donation money to finish her baby daddy's rap album, according to a former supporter. Shanisha Taylor was charged with felony abuse earlier this year, but the prosecutor said that she could avoid jail if she put $40,000 in donations into a trust fund for her children. And now it appears that the New Jersey woman who had helped her raise the $114,000 after her plight says that this is what happened. She used the money to fund her boyfriend's music video.
That better be a good ass song.
That better be a good song.
No, that's not even the response you give.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That is so trifling.
It is. It is.
Oh,
that's a good name for a song.
The weather is frightful just about everywhere. They say that maybe all 50 states of the United States may be affected by freezing temperatures and a second push of bitterly cold air going from the south, going towards the south and the east over the next couple of days. And we already had some snow and really messy weather yesterday in states like Indiana and Michigan, a little bit in Illinois, but now 2 feet of snow expected in Buffalo and then another 2 feet of snow expected in Buffalo.
All right. Who you going to call? Who you going to call to snuggle up with? Who you going to call? You know, us cuddly people are in high demand. You better call us quick.
We're booked.
And also in high demand, mass murderer Charles Manson is going to get married. The 80-year-old Manson, who is in prison for life, is set to tie the knot with a 26-year-old woman. She has spent years trying to exonerate him, and according to the Associated Press, the marriage license was issued November 7th in Kings County, California, where the 80-year-old Manson.
Charles Manson is 80?
80.
She's 26.
26.
26.
And cray. And.
Cray.
He's getting married. Those are your headlines.
What'd you say, Sib?
He's getting married.
Wow, Sib.
Now, that just started a discussion in the car. He's getting married.
Oh, players, if you can, get out right now and catch the bus. If you can.
Damon,
get out.
And Seriously Ignorant News is next. 15 before the hour. This is the TJMS.